Okay, Ryan, and I'm Zion of Banal of the Mishnah. Ha'ish and older bum mumin. The opposite case, a man got mumin. We'll see in the Gemara whether they came after the Erisin or even before. Ain kofin also lahotzi. So we don't force him to divorce her just because he has mumin. Amar b'shim gam liyo, b'med var ma'murim b'mum naktanim. It's only by small mumim that people can overlook. But big mumim, a woman is not interested in marrying a guy with big mumim, and therefore we can force him to divorce her and give her a ksuba, because he fooled her. Okay. Rashi, mumim gedolim, farish b'gemara. What's considered a mum gadol, what's a mum katan, the Gemara will discuss. Rav Yehuda Tani Noldu. Yehuda says that he didn't have the mumim to begin with, they came afterwards. So the woman's not makbid, and since the kedushin was when he didn't have mumim, and even though he had mumim now, we don't force him to get divorced. Chiya Barav Tani Hoyu. And Chiya Barav says the mumim were there to begin with. Mandi Omer Noldu Koshkein Hoyu. Right? If, what's it called, when they got married, they didn't have mumim. So she got married, the das, that this guy doesn't have mumim. All of a sudden he has mumim, and still he doesn't have to divorce her. Call she came, if the mumim were there before, and she knew about it, we say she knew about it, and she accepted it. The kasavra, the kibla. She probably knew about it, and she accepted it. Manda omer hayu, the one who says that the mumim were there to begin with, right, aval noldulo, but if she didn't, they didn't have mumim when they got married. And the mumim came afterwards, then maybe that we do force them to get divorced. Because when she got married, she understood she's marrying somebody without mumim. All of a sudden there's mumim, maybe she can't take it.
What does it say for you in the Mishnah?
What?
It doesn't say for you in the Mishnah.
No, he says, what's it called? Noldu can mean noldu before the kiddushin or after. So that's a shaila. What's noldu over here? Is it after the fact or from the beginning? Tanan, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, b'med dvar amon, b'mumim k'tanim. Av mumim gedol, im kofin oso lahotzi. So bishlam alamadi omer noldu, haim d'shani ben gedol im l'k'tanim. Right? Because when she got married, she didn't, there weren't any mumim. Now all of a sudden, there's mumim, so then you could say, mumim k'tanim, we assume that she overlooks. Mumim gedol, she won't overlook. Alamadi omer hoyu, but if they were there from the beginning, what difference does it make if they were big or small? Either way, we say that she saw and she was makabalit. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gotten married. Mali gedolim, mali ketanim. Hasavra v'kibla. She knew about it and she was makabalit. Mora says, kisvura hi sheyichol lekabel. V'yavshavein yichol lekabel. No. When the mumim ketanim, she can't say, well, I thought I'd be able to take it and now not, because mumim ketanim people are not, people overlook. But mumim gedolim, she could say, look, when I got married, I knew he had this big mum. And I thought I'd be able to live with it, and I see, no, I can't. She's allowed to change her mind and say, I tried it out, it doesn't work. And then we can force him to give divorce. The Elu hei mumim gedolim, what are mumim gedolim? Pirish of Shem Gamliel, kigon nismes eino. Guy has a blind in one eye. Nikta yado, or his arm was cut off. Or nishbar raglo. Mashma that by the arm it has to be cut off, and by the leg it could be even broken. But I guess it's broken permanently. Itmar, Rab Abba Bar Yaakov, Amar Rab Yochanan, Halacha Rab Shimon Gamliel. Now Halacha is like Rab Shimon Gamliel, that what's it called? Depends. Mumim Ketanim, Mumim Gedolim. Rava Amar Rab Nachman, Halacha Kedivri Chachamim. Where it says, Mi Amar Rab Yochanan Hachi, V'Amar Rabba Bar Barachano, Amar Rab Yochanan, B'chol Mokum Sheshvan Rab Shimon Gamliel, M'shaseinu Halacha Kamoso, Chutz Me'orei V'tshidim V'Rai Yachrona. Right, the halachas like all the time like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why did Rav Yochanan have to say the halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel over here if all the time it's halachas him, except in these three cases? Mar says Amuroi ninu valibed Rav Yochanan. There are different Amuroyim who report what Rav Yochanan said. Some say Rav Yochanan only held like Rav Shimon Gamliel in certain cases, and so, what some say he held like Rav Shimon Gamliel every case except for those three. Rashi, Noldu Mishanisa. The mumim appeared after they were married. Halacha Rabbi Yochanan said the halachas of Shimon Gamliel, wherever he's mentioned in the Mishnah, lav davka in a braisa, Tosfos says, it could be that in a braisa, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But wherever he's mentioned in the Mishnah, halacha is like him according to Rabbi Yochanan, except for these three cases. Orev tzidon v'rayach rona, Orev beget pashit, the case of Orev is in get pashit, tzidon b'misha ochzel, according to Dikas and Gittin, and Rayach Rona b'Sanhedrin Perek Zeborer. V'shtei Rayas Nechlok, there's two cases over there of Raya. If the guy says, I don't have any more Rayas, or he says, I have more Rayas to bring. So Halacha Kamosa Rishona. Raya Rishona means the first case that's talking about Raya. The Halacha is like Rishim Gamliel. V'lo Bach Rona, but not in the second case. Omrlo Havi Raya, Omr Emi Raya. Right, they told him, bring any rayas you have. He said, I have no more rayas, and all of a sudden he found a new raya. The shaila is, will we somech on that, or since he admitted he had no rayas, do we assume that this is a lie? Okay. Next mission. The elu shekofen osa lahotzi. Where do we force him to divorce her and to give her a ksuba? The following cases. Mukeshchin. The guy is a metzora. Mukeshchin. Ubal polipus. We're going to discuss what Baal Polipus is. V'hamekameitz, v'hametzarif, nechoshes. These are occupations where the guy stinks because of the work that he does. Metzarif, nechoshes, v'habursi. Ben shohayu ad shelo nisu. Even if he had these occupations before they were married. Ben mishenisu, or he got the occupation after they were married. Still, she could say, I thought I could live with this, and experience tells me that I can't. Mishanisum Valkulan Omra Meir, and even if these things appeared, notice he got these sicknesses or he got this occupation after they were married, it doesn't make a difference. There's always grounds for divorce. Valkulan Omra Meir Afapisha Hisna Ima, even if he made it tonight to begin with, you know I'm a bursi, right? I bring home my work with my smell, right? And she agreed. He specifically said, on this condition, you're marrying me, then I'm going to remain a bursi. Still, right, she could say, well, when I got married, I thought I could do it, now I can't. I see I can't. The Chachomim Romim, Mikabelasi al Korcha. Right, if she agreed, then she can't say, can't back out. And that's not, then if she wants to get divorced, she won't get her ksuba. But, Chutz Mimukashchin. Right, except for Mukashchin, because there the guy's limbs fall off, so that's really gross. Maisa b'tzidon b'bursi echot shemeis. Right, in the tzidon there was a maisa with a guy who was a bursi who died. V'hayelo ach bursi, and had a brother also was a bursi. And the woman fell for yibum before the brother. So amru chachomi michol lehi shetomer lachicha yisi yichol lekabel lecha eni yichol lekabel. She could say, I don't want Yibum, because I can't live with a bursi. So you live with my brother, but your brother had other milas, so despite the fact that he was a bursi, I could live with him. You have no milas, you're just a bursi, forget it, I'm not the... Right. You I can't live with, Rashi. Baal Polipus, Mefarish Bigmara. Hamakamets, Hamatsarith, Nechoshes, Mefarish Bigmara. The Kulnut Nesha Umnis Masrachasi. It's an umnis that makes the person stink. Shemakasa loshen hamik b'soro. His flesh decays. Okay, my Baal Polipus, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Reach Achotem. The guy has an odor that comes from his nose. Masnisa tana Reach Apeh, and the Brisa says that it's bad breath, extremely bad breath. Okay, Ravasi Masni Ipcha. Ravasi says just the opposite. That the Brisa said Reyach HaChotem and Shmuel said Reyach HaPeh. The Simona, and if you want the Simon of what Ravasi turned it around, Shmuel Oposik Pume Mikule Pirkan. Right? Shmuel never stopped learning never was not a bucky in this whole parak. So the word Puma, mouth, goes with Shmuel. So Shmuel's the one who said bad breath, not necessarily bad odor coming from his nose. Rashi lo pasak pume simona de Shmuel reyach hapeh omar. Okay. Lo pasak pume nikol pirkei tamid hayashogar b'thiv. He never forgot this. The whole parak, he was constantly, his limud was constantly on his tongue and on his tip of his tongue. Okay, ha-mekamets, my mekamets, what is a mekamets? Omer of Yehuda zeh ha-mekamets soas klovim. Person who collects dog dung. Right, what you need dog dung for? Right, we'll see, Rashi says, I think, Rashi says he doesn't know exactly methane why gas. A guy would have an what?
Methane gas.
For?
Methane.
Methane gas, okay, I don't know if they use it then. Right. Tosa seems to say that they used to use it in the tanning process. So he was the guy who collected the dung, right? He was one step before the tanner. Okay. Meisvei, mekamets a bursi, mekamets is a bursi, and l'tameich tikshi. One second, mekamets a bursi, l'tameich tikshi loch masnisen hamekamets v'hametzarif nechoshes v'habursi. It says mekamets and bursi. How could mekamets be a bursi? It says Bekamitz and Bursi, two separate things. So Bishlama Masnisan Lokashi, Kamba Bursi Godl, Kamba Bursi Kot. Talk about two different kinds of Bursis. There's the guy who's in a factory, a Bursi factory, and the guy who has a small little Bursi. So I might think that this guy stinks more and this guy stinks less. El Rav Yehuda Kasha, Tanoi, the Tanya Mekamitz and Bursi, the Eshomrim Zeha Mekamitz Soas Klovim. There's two different opinions what Mekamitz is. One says a bursi, and one says that it's a guy who collects dog dung. Rashi. Tikshi loch masnisen, the kochoshiv lu betray. It says mekamets and a bursi. So obviously mekamets is not a bursi. So Mar says, no, the mission is not a tver, because mekamets could be a small bursi, and a bursi could be a big bursi. Mekamets so as klavim, lo yodati matzorech ba. Right, this is why Yeki's right, in Ashkenaz they used to soak their clothes in dog dung. Okay, with kibus and yomo yomayim. It used to, like, I guess it was like a pre-soak for the clothes. Can't ask kashas on Yeki's. In any case, so that's what they used to do. They used to soak their clothing in dog dung. I guess it took out the stains before then they washed it. Bishlam was nishlo kasha brisa di ikalameimer hay de choshev le betray hachi kamar echad bursi cotton the hainu mekamets the echad bursi gadol a mekamets is a bursi cotton and then it says bursi is a bursi gadol, but if you hold mekamets is what's it called, a person who gathers dog dung, that he's not a bursi at all, and it says Mekamitz is a bursi. Hochi garsina. Tanoi, it's machlokes tanoi, what a Mekamitz is. The Tanya Mekamitz is a bursi. The Yesh Omrin is a Mekamitz, so is clothing. Vahochi garsina betosefta. Vahod Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Milsach Risi Komer. Vashoma Yeshnuya. Okay, he said it, but the Meisel and Tosefta mentions these two different opinions, what a Mekamitz is. Okay. V'hametzarif nechoshes v'habursi. My metzarif nechoshes. Rav Ashi Omer chashli dodi. The Rashi says, nechashlin umiradidin nechoshes v'osim menu yoros umasriyachu. They bang down, copper and make it into pots. And somehow the process, brings out an odor. I don't know why exactly, but
the
copper.
Okay. It's known that bus drivers in England, the conductors, everything they used to eat used to taste of the coins.
But does it smell? The copper smells.
No, that's the coins.
The what?
Like the coins.
Yeah.
Because they're handing the money the whole time, so everything they used to eat used to taste of the money.
Because he didn't launder the money, that's why. Art scroll types his mines copper.
Yeah, something mining.
Mines copper, yeah. Maybe with chemicals that he has to use, Grace.
Okay. Rabba Babarchanda Omar Zuha Mechatech Nechoshes Mikoro. That's the mining. That's a person who mines copper from the beginning. Tanika Vesa the Rabba Babarchanda Ezeo Mitzar Ezeo Mechatech Nechoshes Mikoro. That's a person who mines copper. The other one is that he makes copper utensils. From the copper. That was the first shita. Mikor mokomotso min aretz. He mines it from where it's found in the earth. Omer Rav, Ha Omer Eini Zon, the Eini Mefarnes, Yotziv Eating Ksuba. Guy says, I'm not going to feed or support my wife, so we force him to give her a get and to give her a Ksuba. Ozor Belozor, Omer Lishmaise, Kameh de Shmuel. So Belozor went and said what Rav said in front of Shmuel. Omer Achsua Sari Lelozor, Achsua Sari Lelo, go feed barley to Elazar. Now, fill his mouth with something else, because what he said over here is not right. Right? It's ridiculous. Why? Achikofen al solahotzi. Why should we force him to give her a get and give her a ksuba? Force him to feed her. Yichvu lazun. Forcing the guy already, force him to support her. Don't force him to give her a get. Force him to support her. The Rav, so what did Rav hold? So he said, let's go fill his mouth with barley, animal feed. Right, because better his mouth should be filled with that than saying what he's saying over here, because it's not true. Rav, why is Rav hold taka? We force him to divorce her and not to support her. Ain't no them dorim nochash b'kfifa. Guy doesn't want to support his wife. She can't live with such a guy. So even if we force him to support her, she doesn't want to live with a guy who has to be forced to support her. He's like a snake. Kisolik Reb Zera Ashkechel Reb Binyamin Bar Yethes the Yosi the Kamar Lo Mishmeid Reb Yochanan. Zera went to Eretz Israel, I guess. So he found Rabbi Yom Bar Yethes, who was saying this halacha in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Omar le al doach suasaren lelozer bevodo. He said, for saying this shmua, that we force him to give her a get, and we don't force him to support her, they filled Rabbi Lozer's mouth with barley in bovel. So don't repeat it over. That's not the halacha. The halacha is we don't force him to give her the get, we force him to support her. And we don't know, like Rav, that once we force him to support her, she can live with that. Rashi. Achsu asari, hechilu saorim kibehema. They filled his mouth with barley like an animal, because barley is an animal feed. And koses is where you chew something but not derech achila, or you swallow it not derech achila. You eat it in a way that's not the normal way of eating. So he stuffed his mouth with barley, and that's called kasu achsu. The ka'omer lo lahom milsa the rab mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Do you know me, karav svirale, that you force him to give her a get, not force him to support her, because she can say, I can't live with a snake who doesn't want to support me. If he can't support her,
can't get a job.
So then,
how is he going to support her?
It depends. If he can't get a job because he can't find a job, is one thing. If he doesn't have a job because he doesn't want to look for a job, then he can't. Then he's same thing as not wanting to support her. So it depends. What is it, honest or is not an honest?